Hello, everybody, and welcome to In Depth, presented by the San Antonio Express News. My name is Luis Vasquez, and I'll be your host as we bring in journalists to give us an inside perspective into the stories they bring to the Express News each week. Today, I'm joined by the newest member of the San Antonio Express News editorial board, Brandon Lingle. Welcome back to the show, Brandon. How are you doing today?
Hey, Luis. How's it going? Good to be here.
Well, congratulations on being the newest member of the editorial board. How was that like?
It's been fun. It's been a good month. I started on the editorial board at the beginning of August.
Well, that's why you're here. We're going to talk about your latest editorial, As Afghanistan Falls, Memories Haunt, which was an incredible piece. Do you want to describe it to us? Tell us a little about it.
Sure. Yeah. I think the everything happening in Afghanistan over the last few weeks has really dominated the news and got people talking and thinking about what's going on over there. And, you know, looking back on the 20-year odyssey of our time in Afghanistan, you know, I was just sort of thinking about how these airplanes for so long have brought soldiers and service people to the war zone. And also over the years, it's bringing people home, both alive and dead and wounded. There's a lot of memories coming home too. And so that's sort of how I started thinking about it and just sort of went from there.
As someone who's never served in the military, it was so harrowing to hear all the stories. How did you feel as you were writing about these memories? What was your state of mind like as you were recalling all these events?
Yeah, I mean, I've been writing about this stuff for a while and thinking about it. And, you know, one of the big impressions I had over the years of deploying was that what's going on the ground over there is completely different than what's being portrayed here. You know, Afghanistan has sort of faded in the national conversation before the last couple months. And, you know, sort of out of sight, out of mind, this low intensity conflict, you know, minimal casualties, low numbers of people going over there. So like many Americans, I wasn't really thinking about Afghanistan until, you know, a few weeks ago and all of the news started coming out of there. And as the evacuation progressed, I just started thinking about all of these little fragments of memories, these little pieces that stick out and was trying to make sense of those. And I had written part of that commentary before, and I revisited it over the last couple of weeks and realized that you know those little fragments and memories I still have in my brain, and you know, from time to time I think about them. The times that I were there, what was that sort of a lower intensity part of the conflict, and I'm, you know, I was a public affairs guy, so not, you know, a hardcore, you know, operator or anything by any means. I mean, I just tried to tell stories from the places that I was at. And so I was able to see lots of different stuff in a short amount of time being over there.
The writing was incredible. It felt like you really brought me in there, and that's why I really enjoyed it. And so my next question is more about you as a journalist transitioning into the editorial board. I'm curious how that transition's been for you. I think a lot of people don't realize that the San Antonio Express News editorial board is separate from the news desk. I think when you're in the industry or in the job, it's easy to forget because we know how it's structured, but a lot of the times the general public doesn't know that it's a completely separate arm of from the news desk. So what has that transition been like for you as a journalist to an editorial board member?
Right. I didn't have a full understanding of the separation between the newsroom and the editorial side before coming to the paper and have learned about that. And, you know, for a guy that that spent, you know, more than two decades in the military, where, you know, I wasn't really putting my opinions or sort of positions on issues out there, because I was in the military, and then coming to the news side, where, you know, it's sort of the same thing, where, you know, you don't want to get too far into your own personal political beliefs or positions on policies, because you're trying to be objective in your reporting. It's been a fun transition, sort of finding my voice on the opinion side and really trying to figure out where I stand on various issues.
I think you just kind of hit the nail on the head with the finding your voice thing. It's something that I think is an important quality in an editorial board member. I think of like the great Gary Clack and other greats from the editorial board. Is this something you're going to want to continue? Have you enjoyed it so far?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I have enjoyed it a lot, and it's a great team, I'm thrilled to be a part of it. And, you know, the same principles of journalism apply in terms of, you know, fact checking and making sure that the information is accurate. And, you know, so we spend a lot of time talking about the editorials we're going to write and our columns. And it's been a lot of fun, sort of thinking through some of these ideas. In addition to working in public affairs in the Air Force, I got the opportunity to teach at the Air Force Academy. And that was really when I jumped into creative writing, and that sort of influenced the trajectory of my career and life. And so while I was in the military, I published a lot of essays and sort of nonfiction stuff. And, you know, that was one of the ways to be able to create, because I was talking as my own person, my own opinion, not the opinion or the position of the Air Force. So it was sort of a natural bridge into what I'm doing now, if that makes sense.
It does. It does. All right. Well, Brandon, again, that was a gripping piece. I really, really enjoyed it. I recommend everyone go check it out. It'll be in the, I'll have a link to it in this episode's description. Thanks again for joining the show, Brandon. Wonderful as always.
Thanks, Luis. This was a lot of fun. Good talking with you.